Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One of the prophetic words that was given is the fact that, you know, food prices were going to soar to real high prices. Did you know right now, according to this report, and you're going to see it, I believe this is 1 in 11 people you see in the store, prices are so high, guess what? They're stealing meat to be able to have protein for their family. And according to John Paul Jackson, we'll hear about that in a moment, that it's going to go be eventually 40% of our family budget will be spent on food. Food prices will be so high. Let's take a look now.
New tonight, people shoplift for all sorts of things, but the number one stolen item in this country may surprise you.
Yes, and with prices of this product soaring, the problem is only getting worse. CBS 2's Dave Carlin reports on the sirloin swipe.
Here's some food for thought. One of the next 11 people to walk past you in the supermarket will steal something. Like this woman, accused of swiping snacks, or this man allegedly stuffing baby formula in his jacket.
People steal stuff because they need it, and also people steal stuff because of greed.
Believe it or not, the number one thing people steal is meat.
Taking meat from any grocery store is pretty easy.
Meat thefts, experts say, are reaching an all-time high because beef prices have soared in recent years.
You only have so much money you can spend on groceries. So if the cost of ground beef goes up 30 to 40%, you have two ways of eating beef. Eating less, or in this case, stealing it.
Jamie Schweid is a fourth-generation beef purveyor whose company specializes in custom-blended ground beef.
But my father started the business in the meatpacking district in the late 70s.
At that time, Schweid says, there was an ample supply of cattle, and beef prices were low. Today, factors like the popularity of high-protein diets, including the Atkins diet, increased costs to feed cattle, and most recently the drought in the Midwest, have led to a dramatic rise in beef prices, which in turn has a growing number of meat thieves hitting the store, says former NYPD Detective Joe Jackalone.
Hey, they kind of do this without, you know, even forethought, even knowing full well that there's video surveillance everywhere.
Take a look at this man attempting to conceal meat in his clothing before he's caught, or this man shoving meat up his shirt in this butcher shop. Some thieves even enlist the help of their children to carry out their crimes.
They'll put him on an 8-year-old or 6-year-old, knowing that the police aren't going to arrest him.
So now, in an effort to combat stolen meat, some stores are exploring anti-theft packaging, similar to sensors on clothes. While it may be a sad day when alarms have to be placed on meat.
In about the next year or so, there's going to be more cattle available in this country, so there should be cheaper beef.
Schweid says things are looking up. On the West Side, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
One in 11 people you see in the store, reportedly, they're saying, is stealing protein, stealing meat to be able to have it because the prices have gotten so high based on the drought and the things that are going on. And some of the things that we're hearing, those things are just going to escalate, drought and difficult times. And so there's an assumption that there will be able to have be more cattle in the future. But if you look prophetically at what John Paul Jackson said and the prophetic headlines that the Lord showed him, one of the prophetic headlines, and you're seeing it happen right now, is food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. I mean, look at this. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. And that's what's happening. I mean, inflation means the price of everything is going up, and it's a difficult thing. And so that was prophesied about by John Paul Jackson. We talked about that. We have more available to you on that, including preparing for the coming storm. You can go to VFNTV.com on the front page and scroll down, and you'll see this whole banner that says Prepare Now. And these are things that are happening. And not only that, look at this next thing that was prophesied about in headlines by John Paul Jackson with Streams Ministry, who's now with the Lord. He says, Cisco company and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. I mean, think about it. Can you imagine? Because normally that's what your mortgage costs. But they're talking about, or your rent, they're talking about 40% of your budget will be spent on food. We encourage you, if you haven't yet gotten prudent preparation, you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch newsletter at the upper right-hand corner, and instantly you'll receive as a gift to be able to get in your email a message about prudent preparation. You need to start thinking outside the box, because everything the Lord has said, everything that we've been unfolding, it's all coming to pass. And God is loving on us enough to be able to tell us. We're going to talk about this after the break, but we're also going to talk about the poverty rate, how the poverty rate is increased, where 46.2 million people in America now are in poverty. What's taking place?
It's amazing, John, isn't it, that, you know, these things we're seeing. I mean, if you've been with us on this journey, you know, we're just as amazed as you are as we're watching everything that God said, you know, be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And it also puts the fear of God in you and knowing if the rest of what he's talking about is, it's, you know, as you're seeing it on our program, it's going
to
be really.
It's yet to come.
It's yet to come. But you're looking at, I was in law enforcement, so I saw quite often kids use their children to steal things because parents use their kids to steal things. Because kids don't get the same persecution or prosecution that you would as an adult. But, I mean, you're looking at grown folks, you know, coming in there and stealing, you know, beef and meat.
Food.
And
food.
Imagine when it gets to the time of cereal, 40% of your budget. Mm. Imagine 40% of your budget. In other words, you earn $100, $40 of that goes to groceries. And the rest of it, you got to figure out how to pay your rent and your gas and that type of thing. And some difficult days are ahead. And it's just getting started in regards to that. And it's going to get better after it gets worse, but it's going to look totally different. But even the poverty rate, John, I mean, you look at the poverty rate right now, that it's reported that 46.2 million Americans, 15% of our population, is in poverty. That means a four-member family makes $23,000 or less for four people.
Wow.
You know, that's rent and fuel and food and all that. And the way things are set up in America and the way things cost in America based on, you know, the poorest person in America is richer than, you know, 70% of the world's population. But the truth is the cost, it costs more money for drugs, you know, prescription drugs in America than it does somewhere else. It costs more money for
basic needs. I mean, just to run a household, power, electricity, you know, just things of that nature, telephone, those things cost in America, and they're not inexpensive.
It's amazing. I don't know if you've noticed yet that your power bill's going up. And that's amazing, isn't it? But I remember our president telling us years ago, he says that it's going to go up. Mm-hmm. Power's going to go up. Coal's going to go out. And taxes will go up and
sorry, Virginia.
He was actually everything that he said would happen is happening. But 46.2 million. And, this is a challenge. We're looking at a place where inflation's going up, which means the price of things going up. We're in this particular,
holding pattern.
It's not a true picture of who
it's
we are.
Really, I mean, suspension.
It's not this bad. It's worse.
It's worse. Yeah, right? It's worse.
Because they're printing money. They're printing money, and when you can print money, imagine if you had a copy machine in your house, and you know you needed some money to get some gas, and all you do is just copy off a couple, $100 bills.
I think you said it best in a previous program where you said that America's like has walked over the plank, like on a ship, and it's way past the plank, but it's just being suspended over the water only by the grace of God. So we're way stretched out right now.
It really is, and it's like a ship with no. It's no longer moored to any docks. I mean, all the ropes have been cut loose. And it seems intentional. I mean, like the Ayatollah was talking about, you know, this is what I mean. I mean, death to the policies. And when you think about that, you could list that out. He's talking about death to our constitutional values, to who we are as a people, our laws, and how we operate things. And that's, if you look at some of the leaders in government right now, that's exactly how they feel. They don't like how America was, and they're fundamentally transforming America. And things that are happening today, you know, people wouldn't have even imagined them happening before. But prophetically, you can go back and listen to our program or watch it. You'll see where we're talking about it. But it's real weird how it works because most people live in this moment and people can't remember how it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago or a month ago.
They're shredding the Constitution. Yeah. I mean, go figure.
And a good way to describe the Constitution, and I say this, but it just gets the word picture down. Imagine if you have an aquarium, a fish aquarium, a glass aquarium, and you have all your fish in there and all your little, all that, you know, fake stuff in there. They're swimming around, right?
The scuba guy.
The scuba guy and all that. And And so it's like, wow, you can observe. I mean, these fish live in this environment, and they get fed, and they just live their life in that. Got an aerator putting air in it. All these different things are happening. But there's one thing that we don't think about much. The reason why that thing, the fish are able to live, the water's able to be there, that the oxygen, the aerator is blowing air into that fish aquarium, is because there's this thing called the glass aquarium. Mm. It got this glass. You got, you know, potentially four sides. It could be more. But, you know, it's holding all this water in place. So literally you have, you know, a foot of water or 2 foot of water in your house. But, you know, somebody says, how could that be? Well, it's not everywhere. It's just in one controlled area called an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And so you can consider the Constitution of America. It is the aquarium. It is what's holding America in place by the grace of God. So when somebody shreds the Constitution, like allegedly the leaders are, and teachers and professors
different
and counselors
colleges.
At Vassar Colleges, Vassar College and others, Vassar University, then they're saying that this aquarium offends me. Can you imagine a fish? A fish is going like, you know, this aquarium offends me. You're like, fish, you don't understand. If this aquarium goes, you're going to be in my den in the carpet. You know, you're not going to live. We're going to be flushing you down the
toilet.
And so, but you think about it that you would say, what's wrong with that fish? Has that fish lost its mind? It's futile thinking. This fish is very futile. I mean, this is like, it's lost its ability to, and futile thinking means that everything that it's thinking about is just stupid. It doesn't even make sense. It's foolishness. And so you have to say, I can't follow that fish because that fish don't know it's actually prescribing its own death. Like the Ayatollah saying, you know, I want to kill the aquarium. And I like the fish, but I just want to kill the aquarium.
Yeah.
And he says in Romans chapter 1, I believe, he says that because if we continue to do evil, then all of a sudden we get turned over to our consequences and our thinking becomes futile. You know, pride thinks that, you know, we're in total control and that you can think our way out of this.
Sure.
And even if it's a bad way, you know, I could change my ways and I could go back. But there comes a day that we realize how much God's in control, because suddenly you cannot tie your shoes anymore. Suddenly, you know, you're working somewhere you never would have worked before. Suddenly you're just accepting whatever, and so many people are so tired right now, John. They're so tired, but they're not doing anything.
Right.
I mean,
imagine when you really have to do something.
Yeah, but you think about it. How hard did past generations work in the farm and preparing the food and slobbing the hogs and the cows and all the things you had to do, you know, just to get something on the table that night. And today, I mean, the physical exertion going forth is very little. Yeah, it's the highest prescribed drugged culture. It is tired and worn out. It's futile. And it's very scary when we start looking at, we're living in a blessed land. You think about this, the people that were on the streets complaining about the 99%, it's reported that some of those guys are
the 1%.
The 1%. They were, you know, their fathers and mothers paid for their education. They're one of the high universities like Yale, Harvard, and all that. And not everybody, but there were some of they didn't understand. That's called feudal thinking. When you are the 1% and you're yelling at the 90%, you really don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that. And you've talked to people before. Haven't you talked to people before? You know, John, you're talking to them. You go, but don't you think left or right, the up or down, they tell you something. You go, oh. You know, you realize, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Until you opened your mouth, I thought we were going somewhere.
Yeah, I was like,
this.
Oh,
what
I didn't.
Happened?
Oh my goodness, I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
But now I do.
Would you like
now,
some water or something? Right? Is everything okay? Everything's great. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.